This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver charter school that serves indigenous students will close at the end of this semester. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports the charter lasted only 3 years.
The American Indian Academy of Denver first opened with hopes of building a curriculum that would improve education among the city's indigenous student population. Truckee, Colorado reports just half of the city's indigenous students graduated on time last school year. But school leadership says lower than projected enrollment and financial constraints have forced them to close. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are joining the effort to prevent oil trains from traveling through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The proposed Uinta Basin Railway project could send up to 10 trains a day through the mountains full of crude oil, traveling along the Colorado River headwaters. Lawmakers warn that poses significant environmental and safety risks if there were ever a derailment. They've written to the Secretaries of Transportation and Agriculture, asking them to block the project. The letter was signed by Western Slope lawmakers of both parties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coloradans who could save money on their taxes may soon get a text message from the state offering free guidance. The reminders will go out to people who qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, which includes people who earn up to $65,000 a year. The state will also text parents who earn that much and have children under 16. Those families may qualify for the Child Tax Credit. Messages start going out this week. Metro Denver has the chance for rain and snow this afternoon. Western Colorado has rain today. This is CPR News.